You are listening to an interview with Robert St. Clair, Chief Strategist of Fullerton Fund Management, on the current state of the economy and why he is sanguine about risk assets, despite that a full recovery could be several years away. For more details, please read the Fullerton Investment Views publication titled Recession to Recovery: Emerging Trends and Their Implications at fullertonfund.com.
Following the COVID-19 outbreak in January, we hear market experts globally discussing about the pace of economic recovery. Some countries have emerged from lockdowns. What does this mean for investors? We have Robert St. Clair, strategist from Fullerton Fund Management, with us. Hi, Robert. Do you see a V-shaped recovery still unfolding?
Thank you, Sharon. Yes, our expectation of a short but painful global economic recession does seem to be playing out. China is leading the recovery, with its GDP growth returning to positive over Q2. The rest of the world is lagging, but overall we expect the global recession to end around Q3, with positive GDP growth returning to the US, Europe, and the rest of Asia. The recoveries in unemployment and economic activity back to pre-COVID-19 levels is likely to be slower and could take several years. But investors should not be too concerned by that, because the positive effect of the recession ending, the return to positive GDP growth, and of course the huge global policy stimulus is collectively having a very strong effect. Forward-looking markets are rallying on this, and they expect stronger earnings growth to come through. What the slow recovery and unemployment does mean is that global central banks will be likely to keep interest rates low for a long time, but that should create an environment that is quite favourable to most risk assets. Forward-looking equity markets appear to be well positioned for the global recession to end and for the recovery and earnings growth to come through.
With supportive backdrop for most risk assets, are there some key risks for investors?
Well, the most obvious risk for the next 6 months or so is that the COVID-19 reinfection surge again and we have to return to lockdowns. That risk is quite difficult to price in, because markets are already adapting to this new normal COVID-19 environment. And if the reinfections were bad enough, then policymakers would be forced to launch more stimulus, but also to come up with new and better ways to manage the COVID-19 virus without being so draconian to the economy. The key risk for Asia is geopolitical. The US-China relationship has deteriorated a lot, and this could create a headwind for Chinese companies looking to expand their global market share going forward. The key risk for developed markets is that, given unemployment is still quite high, markets would likely suffer a significant pullback if stronger earnings growth does not come through.
What are the key takeaways for investors?
Well, our risk appetite index is still quite bearish, which suggests that a lot of investors have missed much of the rally so far. So I think that as investors look to catch up and re-engage markets, they need to be selective but also cautious. We're positive on global risk assets, and we're quite sanguine about the longer-term fundamentals. We like global equities, Asia, and especially China, and the sectors that we favour the most are those that seem to be best positioned to navigate the COVID-19 environment. So that's things like healthcare, consumer staples, utilities, and of course technology. With developed market yields being so low, fixed income opportunities in Asia and China in particular are quite attractive, with a solid risk-reward balance and opportunities for diversification.
This recording is based on information available at the time the report is prepared and is for your information only. This recording is presented to you by Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 2003-126-72W, and is provided for information only. The information contained shall not be copied, reproduced, modified, translated, or distributed without the prior approval of Fullerton. No offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fuller or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. Any past performance, prediction, or forecast is not indicative of future or likely performance. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of the information in this recording. Thank you for listening. To read or download this full publication, or for more of Fullerton's market update and insights, visit our website at fullertonfund.com.